You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In the studio, Ben Ferris and Anton Smit, both filmmakers, and Anton also a television producer, and Ben Ferris, the former director of the Sydney Film School. Ben, you have always been making films during your period of 14 years, Sydney Film School. Is this now the main goal you're after?
Yes, it is, and I've been fortunate in the sense that I have been able to keep making films during my tenure at Sydney Film School, so it's a very lucky thing to have been able to take advantage of a sabbatical system to be able to do that. But I do have a couple of films that I'm jumping onto now, both are Paris-based projects, and I'm actually heading in less than 2 weeks, heading over to Europe, where I'll be based at least for the next 3 months, and in production and post-production on a couple of projects over there.
And can you tell us a little bit about content? What will be the projects about?
Yeah, they're two very different projects with different French production companies. One we've actually already showcased at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, which is based in the Czech Republic, just outside of Prague, as part of the Eurimage program. It's what I would describe as a cinema essay, and was shot in a studio that I was in Paris at the Cité Internationale des Arts, and is a kind of personal story, looking outside my studio, observing the changes in the weather, the changes of season. Meanwhile, I'm narrating extracts from my diary, sometimes very personal, also recounting adventures and events that are taking place around Paris, but also in the world. It took place during the inauguration of Donald Trump. So
right.
You have contemporary events playing out on top of very personal, intimate events.
Right. And that is going to be, what's the length? What's the duration?
So this is, amazingly enough, a feature-length project, and the challenge is to try to sustain interest for that long, because really it's a single frame looking outside the studio and observing the multi layers within the image. You've got the Notre Dame Cathedral in the background, traffic in the foreground. The River Seine has an element, so there's activity on all these different levels. But as I say, there are changes of time. The day goes into night, and so on.
Very poetic.
Yes, a bit of an experiment, I'd say.
And you'll be the director, a writer, and actor as well.
Yes, well, actually, one of the current decision to make is whether I am acting in it, whether I'm using my own voice in the film to express my own thoughts. The tradition of the cinema essay is that the filmmaker, you do use your own voice, but I'm very uncomfortable listening to my own voice, so that's something that I've got to wrestle with in the post-production stage.
Exciting, exciting. Yeah, and as been said, Anton, you are leaving Sydney in about a week and going to New Zealand.
Tuesday.
And to help to get another project finalized, or?
Well, we're mainly going on holiday there. But I had a film on a slate we developed in Australia 10 years ago, which now is in its final stages of financing, and it looks like it's going to be made in the next year. So I'm going to have some meetings about
can you
that.
Tell us something about it?
She used to be, Paula Jones is a Maori filmmaker. She used to make documentaries. But when I met her 10 years ago, she's always been interested in drama. She made quite a few shorts since then. She was involved in a big Maori film which was premiered in Toronto last year, in which six filmmakers from Maori background each made about 20 minutes. And now it looks like she's finally going to make her own movie, This Little Light. It's a beautiful story about a Maori boy who was raised by his grandmother in the old traditions, also not in Auckland, but outside Auckland, in old Maori territory on the eastern side of the Northern Ireland. And when she dies, he has to go back to his family in Auckland, and which is a pretty violent family, in which things happen with drugs and sex abuse, etc., etc., and he can't cope with it, so he creates his own world in an abandoned house just a bit down the street. And that really, so it's a bit of a, Once We Were Warriors is a very, very well-known Maori film. Yeah. I always call it the poetic Once We Were Warriors.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, beautiful. So this is one of the many things.
Well, actually, maybe that's interested. I'm working on another Australian movie about Victory Camp, also in 45-46, just in Casino, which is outback Australia, and in Casino was Victory Camp, called by the Sydney Morning Herald Little Belzen. And Little Belzen was a Dutch concentration camp, so the Australians said, in which we, after the end of the war, and the Indonesians in that camp wanted to go back, we locked them up. We, the Dutch, locked them up and killed them, quite a few of them, because we didn't want them to go back to Indonesia to fight against us. This story is being covered in Holland by the Ministry of Defense now for, 80 years or something like that. And I found it in the National Archive of Canberra, where it was quite in the open, 200 pages of it, when I lived here in Australia. And I finally got the team together to work on that, and we got some money to get the script together.
Wow. Wow. The little story I'd like to finish with is people are talking about the heydays of television with Amazon, with Netflix, with Apple coming, with IMDb, what I just read.
Amazon, yeah.
It's bought by Amazon and they start a free streaming service. So how is it to work and to produce your stories in this era, Ben?
Look, it's potentially very exciting, of course, and Roma is the great example at the moment, Cuaron's new film, which is a very extraordinary film. I was fortunate enough to see it in the cinema, which is the qualifier here, but apparently Netflix really gave him a lot of independence in the production of this film, and it's the independence that has translated into this extraordinary piece. So the controls and mechanisms aren't there in the way that perhaps a studio might have flexed their muscles in the project. So could a Roma exist in a studio environment is a question. So that's a very positive thing potentially. Yeah. Whether these channels maintain that sense of integrity and support for the independent voice is a question over time.
Yeah.
But at the moment, that's potentially very exciting for from a creator's perspective.
SBS Dutch, woensdag en zaterdag om 11 uur 's ochtends of online op elk gewenst tijdstip.
And Anton, this period of these big Molochs producing all kinds of stories.
Well, it looks very, very promising, but I'm also a bit worried about it. It looks like the original broadcasters all over the world will get less and less attention, so less and less money. And the control will then be with a few big American organizations. And in the end, you never know what's going to happen when they are completely in control and it's all about money.
En dit was het, de uitzending vandaag. Dankjewel Anton, dankjewel Ben.
SBS sbs.com.au.